Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today, as we do sometimes with our podcast and in this recording, we've got a story of a founder, anonymous, of course, that Stelly's going to share. And the kind of lesson that we're going to talk about and talk through is basically in business, how to choose the best of the worst.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And that's, you know, usually applicable when you're in a situation that's really bad, let's say, really difficult, and you have some choices to make, and none of them are the easy ones.
Yeah, I think the concept of picking your poison comes to mind. So here's the scenario. I was at a conference a few days ago, and this founder comes to me, and he starts asking me for advice. And this is the funny thing. I know that you've been in this situation many times before where the first layer of questions or problems that are presented to you are never the real problem, right? So it was a similar situation here where at first he approached me and he said, listen, I'd raised $1 million. I spent 600,000 of that million on a VP of sales. This guy hired all these salespeople and they tried to do this whole outbound thing and it basically didn't work. So I've wasted a shit ton of money. Now I have 400K and I need to figure out how to make outbound and inbound work, and I need to figure out how to grow really fast. What do I do now? And, you know, at first I had to ask him, okay, well, tell me more. Why does it matter? You know, you had a million, you spent 600,000, it didn't work. What didn't work? Okay, so the unit economics of outbound didn't really work. Okay, so are you running out of money? Are you trying to raise money? What is the urgency that I can sense from you? Like, why? I mean, I get that it sucks that you hired somebody that didn't work out. They wasted a lot of money and time. That sucks. But I sense an urgency that we need to get to something. What is it? Are you going to be bankrupt? Are you trying to raise money? You need to hit some numbers? What is it? It was like, well, you know, it's really, we're not gonna run out of money. We can like manage being cash flow positive. So that's not really an issue. I'm like, okay, so are you trying to raise money right now? He's like, no, we're not trying to raise money right now either. It's probably going to be later in the year. I'm like, okay, so why do we need to make outbound work immediately? Why is outbound a problem? Is inbound working really well for you? He's like, yeah, inbound sales works really fantastic. Like, why are we not just keep doing that and expanding on it? Why do we have to figure out this outbound thing? He's like, well, because we're making too little money per customer and we need to hit certain revenue numbers. I'm like, why do we need to hit these revenue numbers? Well, and then we got to the real problem. Well, those investors that put $1 million in his startup, they had set a certain amount of milestones that he would have to hit, revenue milestones. And if he hit those revenue milestones, their money would convert at a certain percentage. And if he missed those revenue milestones, it would convert at a much higher percentage. So basically, they would get a lot more equity for the $1 million they invested. I'm like, all right, okay, now we're talking. So it's not about outbound. It's not about this bad hire. It's about you are trying to hit a certain revenue number in a very short period of time. Okay, first, how much more equity will you lose to these investors if you don't hit that number? And it was like 15%, I think. So he would have to give up 15% more than he has. I think that the percentage that he gave up before is not that crazy. Maybe 10 or 15%. So this would bring him up to 30, right? So I get it. I was like, this is going to double the amount of basically of equity they get for the money. I get that that sucks. But the time frame that he presented was a 4-month window. So he has 4 months from December. And it took them, I don't know the exact numbers, but it took them a year or 2 years to get to 20K in MRR. And he needs to get to 60K in MRR. He needs to get to like add 10K in MRR every single month for the next 4 months. And his average customer pays him $200 a month, right? So he started then kind of proposing to me all kinds of funky ways that he could imagine and how to get to 60K MRR. One was to do some aggressive outbound stuff himself. One was to do all kinds of other things. There were a lot of wild ideas. And you could tell that he was scrambling to figure out some way to get to 60K. right? So he wouldn't have to give up that extra 15% to his investors. And then my question was, all right, hey, if we step back, if you whatever you percentage you give to these investors, will you have to raise more money in a year or two, or will you be profitable forever or cash flow positive? And he's like, no, by the end of 2017, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to raise money again. And at that point, I told him, well, you have a bunch of shitty options and you'll have to choose one of them, right? Because it seemed very unlikely that his plan of trying to get to 60K MRR in 4 months is attainable, right? It seemed to me that his current solution was that he would do all these incredibly risky, very expensive things that were very short-sighted to try to get to additional 40K in MRR. The most likely scenario, based on everything I'd heard, would have been that he would just fall short of the 40K MRR anyways. So to me, if he succeeded getting to 40K with all these short-term tactics, yes, okay, he saved giving up 15% to the investors, but now he has all these unsustainable ways to grow and this trajectory to those investors that's not accurate. So he's going to keep doing these shitty things, and eventually the chicken's going to come back to roost. Eventually, the model that he's building, the scale that he's creating is going to crumble. It's going to create issues down the line when he tries to raise money again. Either that's going to happen, or even worse, which is the more likely scenario, he's going to do all these short-term things to get to 40K and additional MRR, and he's not going to get to the goal. So he's going to get to 20K or 30K in MRR. So he's done all this short-term stuff. He spent all this money wastefully, and he still will have to give up the 15%. So, you know, at this point, I'm going to pause, and instead of telling you how the conversation continued, I want to hear your first thoughts on this. Like, imagine you standing next to me listening to this founder and my summary of the situation. What's your first gut instinct? What are your thoughts? What would be questions you would ask to this person? What are your comments at this point, Heath?
Yeah, I go pretty extreme in these cases and just ask, what about if you just shut it down?
Ooh.
And then it leads to all kinds of interesting discussions, right?
Why are you asking that question, though? Just clarify that for the listeners. Why would you ask somebody like that, hey, what would happen if you shut the business down?
If you're in this weird situation like you're describing and you have all this pressure and it's kind of, you know, artificial in some ways, but then you still have to raise money by 2017, this business is probably not going to work. There's just too many, there's just these variables and just this line of thinking and this drag from investors that just make me feel like it's just not going to work. So my first intuition there is like, has he thought about shutting it down, or has she thought about shutting it down? And are they, and how does that person I'm talking to feel about that? So it isn't just like, oh, my opinion is you should shut it down. It's more like, have you thought about just shutting it down now?
Yeah.
And that tells you everything, like depending on what their reaction is, not even their verbal reaction, but the way the face goes, the way the heat, sometimes they get pissed at me. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah. Man, you know, most founders that have raised money, I would say the vast majority of them, they are, sooner or later, they're going to find themselves in some kind of a sticky situation like this where things are very complicated and messy and the options are not very attractive. And I think that just habitually founders are just, because founders are so optimistic to a fault and because they are very determined, if not stubborn to a fault, you know, even like when you suggest this, even suggesting this is something that's that I could see a lot of founders becoming very uncomfortable with, even the thought. I mean, with this founder, I didn't ask him this question, but I did ask some challenging